Mr. Chairman, there are 21 ayes and 10 noes.
The ayes have it. The bill is amended as ordered, reported favorably to the House.
The House Judiciary Committee voted 22-10 on party lines to advance a bill to invalidate Trump's travel bans and restrict his executive power to issue travel restrictions. It's called the No Ban Act, which stands for National Origin-Based Anti-Discrimination for Non-Immigrants. Two Democrats, Representative Judy Chu of California and Senator Chris Coons of Delaware, introduced it in 2019. It now has over 250 co-sponsors in the House and Senate. More than 80 Muslim rights advocacy groups, civil rights groups, and immigrant rights groups, veterans, and religious organizations have all formed a coalition to support the bill. This is Farhana Kara of Muslim Advocates explaining what the bill would do.
The No Ban Act would immediately revoke these executive orders and proclamations. And more importantly, it would amend existing law to grant the president broad authority to engage in enacting broad sweeping blanket bans motivated by race or religion. And so Congress is basically reining in the president. The Congress gave the president this authority, and so they're reining it back in. So if the bill became law, the current Muslim ban executive actions would no longer be in effect.
During the hearing, Democrats made arguments against Trump's multiple travel bans targeted at Muslims, bringing up stories of families in their districts who have been separated by Trump's bans. Debbie Mukarsel Powell, an Arab American Democratic congressmember from Florida, held up photos of a 29-year-old Syrian doctor named Ahmed Al-Najjar. Al-Najjar is studying and working at the University of Miami Hospital. He couldn't attend his sister's funeral because of the travel ban.
Ahmed finally, in 2017, was able to come to the United States to work and study. But because of his Syrian nationality and the ban, his family remains abroad, and he's here alone. To make things worse, Ahmed's sister was tragically killed last year while living in Saudi Arabia. Her name is Aya. Ahmed did not travel to her funeral because he was scared that he would not be able to re-enter the United States. Bright young minds, valuable assets to our community. They are being punished because of these arbitrary and discriminatory policies.
The Judiciary Committee amended the bill, updating it to decry President Trump's latest travel ban, which targets Nigeria, Myanmar, Eritrea, Kyrgyzstan, Sudan, and Tanzania. This new ban is slated to take effect February 22nd. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse of Colorado is himself the child of Eritrean immigrants. Neguse addressed the committee about what the ban means for his family.
My parents came to this country nearly 40 years ago. They became naturalized citizens, and they never forgot or took for granted the freedom and the opportunities that this incredible country gave them and their children. In my view, the ban is an attack on our core American values. In America, immigrants are integral parts of each of our communities. They are our friends, they are our neighbors, they are our colleagues. And it is un-American to discriminate against immigrants solely because of how they pray.
Trump has cited national security concerns as a pretext for implementing his travel bans. But Washington Democratic Congressmember Pramila Jayapal responded to this argument during the hearing.
The idea that this is being done for security reasons or because we want to fight the threat of terrorism is a continued red herring. And I would just quote from a 2018 study by the libertarian Cato Institute that found that the Trump administration's, quote, extreme vetting of travelers and immigrants, of which the travel ban is a centerpiece, would not significantly reduce the already tiny risk of imported terrorism, but would come at exponentially greater cost. In July of 2019, the same institute also said that the risk of any American being killed in the United States by refugees or immigrants is negligible. So let's not conflate this with smart policy that takes on any real threats in the United States.
The Trump administration and its allies have also argued that the travel bans don't discriminate because they don't mention religion. But Farhana Kara of Muslim Advocates says the expanded ban is still part of a racist agenda.
The true motivation for this expanded ban and the original ban is to really restrict the immigration of, frankly, Muslim and African immigrants to the United States. Nigeria is not only the most populous country in the continent of Africa, but it's also one of the most populous Muslim countries in the world. Sudan, Kyrgyzstan, Eritrea, Tanzania also all have either majority Muslim populations or significant Muslim populations. So we think this is a continued part of the president's, frankly, racist agenda to restrict, frankly, black and brown communities from entering the United States.
During the hearing, Republican Representative Andrew Biggs of Arizona tried twice to amend the bill to expand the president's powers to restrict immigration. Both of his attempts were defeated by the Democratic majority on the committee, led by Chairman Gerald Nadler of New York.
Mr. Chairman, there are 11 ayes and 18 noes.
The amendment is not agreed to. Are there any other amendments?
The bill has 214 co-sponsors in the House, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has committed to moving it to a vote of the full chamber. It will then face the Republican-controlled Senate, where it is not likely to pass. Immediately after voting on the No Ban Act, the House Judiciary Committee also voted to advance legislation to guarantee access to legal counsel for U.S. citizens, green card holders, and visa holders who are detained at U.S. ports of entry by Customs and Border Protection. These travelers would have the right to call a lawyer if they're detained for longer than an hour. For KPFA News in Berkeley, I'm Ariel Boone.